in his name. He's worthy of our praise. The call to worship this morning from Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. Forget not his benefits. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord. Praise his angels, the mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you, his servants, who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere, and his dominion. Praise the Lord. I invite you to stand as we celebrate, as we give praise to him. Oh, happy day.
Said that already.
Echo.
Didn't want to take that away from your thunder there, Bob. Good to see everyone here this morning, and those of you that are watching us by YouTube or your listening device or your viewing device, whatever it's called. We like to just welcome you and worshiping the Lord with us this morning. I know you're not here in person, but you're here in spirit. And just like the psalm says, you know, it's a happy day whenever Jesus has changed our lives. And he certainly has done that for me. And I know that he's done that also for you. Just some announcements this morning, because you just can't wait to hear these announcements. I'm sure. But let you know that on Tuesday there is a prayer group that meets at 9:30. And anyone can be a part of that, come and pray in the library. Which reminds me, the library, in the back of the bulletin here, it says there's a new book in there by Anne Lamott called Help, Thanks, Wow. And it just deals with prayer. It's a book about prayer, and it's when you read what it says in here, it's like, makes me want to get the book and read it. So if you have prayer on your mind or a little something that will help in that regard, that's a good book to either call the church office, have them put it aside for you, and we'll get it to you. So I'm going to bring it to you if that's what's needed as well. But we won't go all the way to Arizona. Sorry, Rich and Bonnie, we just won't go all that far.
It's him. I just discovered something.
What's that?
There's a birthday girl here today.
A birthday girl?
Anybody's having a birthday today, your girl, stand up.
This week.
Oh, this week?
Yeah.
Oh, is it you, Pat?
This week.
This week.
Any more, Pat. Moving on here in the bulletin, just think that, Dina Strzok has been doing our Zooming and Facebook and all these things, and we just need someone that can take her place because she can't always be here. And she needs to have a vacation too. So if you know someone, or if you're here today that would like to do that, you need to get in touch with Dina. She can teach you some things. And, it's something like a confirmation student or something like that would really work well, but it doesn't have to be that. Some of you are pretty techie, high-techie people. I'm not. So if you're a high-tech person, if you'd like to do it, give Dina a break every now and then. That would be wonderful. See her today. And this Wednesday, there is a drive-through breakfast at Keelson Harbor. It's assisted living place in Spirit Lake from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. All you have to do is just drive through the entryway there, or by the entryway, and someone will bring out to you a cup of hot coffee and a cinnamon roll. And that's all you do. You just drive through, get your hot cup of coffee and a cinnamon roll, and get out of there.
When is it?
That's this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
July 22nd. The last announcement I just want everyone to know is that the church council wants to reconnect with people. We're going to be making phone calls to those of you in the Harbor of Joy church family, just seeing how you're doing with the coronavirus that's been going on, and some of you haven't seen since March. And so we're going to divvy out the names of all the people on Harbor of Joy, and you'll get a phone call from someone from the church council, and they're just going to visit with you. And don't feel bad or checking up on you or picking on you, anything like that. It's just a very simple conversation, just wanting to have you to see how you're doing with things, because we miss you here, and I know a lot of you want to be here, and we're not sure how much longer this is going to go on, but it doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. So keep that in mind, as you'll be getting a phone call by August 4th that will take place. So that's all the announcements that I am going to share with you today.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to remind the ladies we're going to do another Bible study.
Oh, yes.
Starting the 28th. It's not going to be a DVD. It's going to be from a workbook. So I have to place an order today. The book is coming out. It's called Spiritual Warfare, Overcoming the Enemy, which is very appropriate during this time.
Okay.
So, and we're going to meet in the fire suit. Riverside Room at 9:30 on the 29th, Tuesday. If you, those of you who don't feel comfortable coming, that's fine. I can still order you a book and you can do it on your own.
Do you think everybody could hear that?
No.
I didn't think so. Marion, can you hear me now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Marion's going to lead a Bible study at her house. No? Okay. All right, that's not what she said. There is a ladies' Bible study that is going to start the last Tuesday of this month. It's
29th?
28th. And it's, if you want a book, it's called Spiritual Warfare. Overcoming the Enemy, and Pat needs to know if you want that book by today, so she can order that. So if you can get a hold of her, text her, or call the church office, and Charlie will get a hold of her, those type of things will take place. I'm still in the process of wanting to do a Bible study, a small group kind of a Bible study, but I'm a small group. I write down the names of everyone who said they're interested. It's not a small group. So I don't know really how to go about doing that, but I'm thinking of, I'd like to go through Experiencing God and Knowing God's Will by Henry Blackaby. And I know some of you have gone through that before, but they've revised it, it's updated, and I've taken people through it two times in the past 20 years, and I think it would be really good for us as a congregation to go through that as well. Just not sure how to do that or when type of a thing. But that is on my mind to do. So I let that the cat out of the bag for that small group Bible study or a large group Bible study, whatever it is. If you're interested in doing that, let me know today and we'll kind of just go from there. But other than that, Bob, why don't you sing another song here this morning? Just As I Am.
This is taking the old hymn, Just As I Am, and adding a verse as it comes around each time. That we come broken, to be mended, we come wounded, to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood.
Just as I am, with all my heart, my mind, all that I've done.
you kind of changed that up, Bob. That's great. It's wonderful. You come meeting the Lord in their lives. The responsive reading today is from different verses in the scripture. Sing the glory of his name, make his praise glorious. I will speak of your glorious splendor and your wonderful works.
May you be praised, Lord God, Father of Israel, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the splendor and the majesty. For everything in the heavens and on earth belongs to you.
Your head glory.
supper time. I was thinking about this song this morning, Ron. I'm going like supper time. It's the last meal of the day. It's the one you look forward to because you know it's the end of the day, especially in the summertime, if you have to go and stack square bales. If you are summer following, which they don't do that anymore now these days. But you're in the hot days of summer, and you look forward to when it's the end of the day, and you got a good meal there. It's just like heaven. You look forward to the last time we have a meal here on earth, which we never know. But we know that there's a feast in heaven that Jesus serves us, which is remarkable. But the Lord bless you, Ron, as you share this song called Supper Time for us today. It's also found in Mark. It's also found in Luke. But we're looking at Matthew here for our time together. Matthew chapter 13, verses 5 through 6. And then we jump to verse 20 and 21 as Jesus gives the interpretation of this parable. I read in Jesus' name. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Verse 20-21. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, for this parable, for the things that it taught the people back at the time Jesus spoke it on the Sea of Galilee, and the people, the crowd was on the shore. Lord, it also will speak to our hearts today as well in 2020. Use this time today. Use your word. May it go forth, Lord, and fall on good ground, good hearts here today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Rocky soil. Now, the parable of the sower has three important parts. Do you remember what they are? The sower, that's a hint. The seed, the second hint. And then the results of where that seed lands. The soil that it falls upon will have a big impact. The types of soil that Jesus is talking about, he's really getting at the condition of the human heart. And so last week we talked about the path. It's like a bed, it's a hard pan. It's very hard, and the seed that falls on a path is a seed that is on ground, but it is not in the ground. It's just on top because it's too hard. It said that the birds came and ate it, and Jesus said that this is when someone hears God's word, the devil comes and snatches it away. The devil does not want you to hear God's word, or for you to even be thinking about it or to hear it. He doesn't like it when you're here this morning to hear his word, or if you are listening in or viewing this message today. The rocky soil is a seed that falls on the rocky soil. It is on the ground. It is in the ground, but it is not deep. It doesn't go very deep. Rocky soil. The seed on the rocky soil, the problem here is that it has no depth. That can be a real problem in Christians today, in churches. You can have some life, but it's not very deep. You can know people in the church, but you don't know them very well. You know them by the name, but you probably don't know much else about them. Now, that doesn't happen here at Harbor of Joy. You all know each other because you've been here for how many years? You know? Of course, I'm being a little facetious. You can still attend a church. And even though you see each other whenever you come, you really don't know what makes that person really tick. What really is what their life is really like. So rocky soil is a soil that the seed falls on, but it really has no depth. You know, I grew up in North Dakota on a farm, and one of the things that we knew when it was the hot days of summer, we'd have to just look at the hilltops of our fields, and we knew when it was dry, because all the hilltops turned yellow. And if it continued to not rain, then they would turn brown, or then they would become just kind of bare. There's not much there on the hilltops. Why? Because the soil on the hilltops were clay and rocks. Not much there. And so oftentimes in the summer, even before, if we had a harvest, you would see the hilltops because there just wasn't a whole lot of growth there because of the clay and the rocks. And they dried up. The seed on the rocky soil has no depth. The person who hears the word of God and receives it, it says here, Jesus said that he receives it with joy. There's something about hearing God's word, and yeah, there's joy, but it doesn't mean that you're saved because you hear it. You just like hearing what you've heard. There's no depth to it. The joy will last as long as a bottle rocket. How long does a bottle rocket last? That's it. It's done. And joy can be that way in the life of a person as well. It's fine as long as everything is going good for you or going your way. But as soon as there gets to be a little bit of trouble, maybe a little bit of persecution, then you don't like it and you just run the other direction. It's because your roots are shallow. And when roots are shallow, they can't go down very deep, it'll be short-lived. And it'll be unproductive. And this is really kind of this is not a good thing for people in the church to be shallow. Hear God's word, yes, that's fine. You can get excited about it with joy. You can invite friends, you can invite neighbors, you can invite family, you know. But when it comes down where the rubber meets the road, because there's going to be some difficulties, as you well know, that comes your way, then what are you going to do? If you've got shallow roots, if you have a shallow faith, you're going to just kind of run the other direction. The seed on rocky soil, it will be tested. When things get hard, things get really hot, like it has been here the last couple of days, when things get difficult for a plant, it's so hot it's going to wither if it has shallow roots. It'll be short-lived. It can be just being superficial. There are no depth with the roots when it comes to the seed that falls on rocky soil. You oftentimes hear, if you have a basketball team or a football team, it can be a number of different sporting teams, but the coach says, you know, we'll be fine as long as we don't have to use the bench. Why is that? Because the team has no depth. If somebody fouls out, if somebody gets hurt and gets carried off the field, you can't just say, hey, you go in for so-and-so and expect that person to do the job of the one who got either carried off the field or fouled out of the game. There's no depth. There's no experience on the bench for the team members to go in and to kind of keep the game going in the direction that it is going. You want to win, of course. And as a church, that is where we are at too. We need people who have depth. Those that have shallow roots, we need to have them grow that they can have roots that will go further down. And that is something that only you can desire or that you want. We can only encourage you along the way. And it takes time. And I can't believe that I've been a believer. I gave my heart to Jesus Christ at 16. That it's almost 45 years? It's close to that. I mean, I just can't believe that. What's it been like for you? How long have you known Jesus Christ? And then, where's your faith at during since that time? I mean, has it grown? Has your roots gone deep? Or are you still kind of shallow and superficial? Because we're going to be tested along the way, and when trouble or persecution comes, this type of soil, the rocky soil, it says that this person will then fall away. Will not put up with a lot of difficulty or hard things in his or her life. Leave that up to Denny Strzok. Let him take care of it. You know? You know, there might be others here, you know? Let Dean or Andy take care of it. You know? We wouldn't ask Jeff Kyle because he goes to Mexico. But I want you just to ask yourself this morning, is my life rooted in the Word of God? And then how deep is it? How deep is it? We all want to be a part of a life-giving church. But it doesn't happen by itself. It takes people within the church who want to grow in their faith. This people who continue to go before the Lord in repentance and saying, hey, I don't have it all together. You may think I do, but I don't. I sin just like you do. I have difficulty with temptation like you do. But when we get together, there is a power that comes to us through Christ that we just say, no, if it wouldn't be for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. But I know he lives in my heart, he lives in my life, and he wants to do great things through us that I can't even begin to tell you what they are. But I know he will. If we stay, keep our eyes fixed on him, the author and perfecter of our faith, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12, 13. I want to just conclude by a couple of scripture references. One is Colossians chapter 2, 6 and 7, where it says, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue. Don't give up, don't throw in the towel, don't quit, but continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Are you thankful? Even with COVID-19 among us, there are some days I'm not so thankful because I miss people. I miss seeing those that are staying at home. Can't interact with them like I can with you here today. But you're a joy. You're a joy to be here to relate with. Thankful. Are you thankful? That's one of the things that Christians can really shine, is just still being thankful for all that takes place, all that goes on. We hear a lot of things. Many of you have been to a lot of your friends' funerals over the years. And yet you look at saying that death is a part of life. Disease and sickness is a part of life. Are you still thankful, even though it's difficult, trying, and it's hard? The biggest impact of people in my life are those that I've met in the hospital, been by their bedside in the hospital, or in their own home, and they're not quite what they once used to be. And they're still thankful what they're going through, and I just go like, wow. I hope I can be like that. If something like that ever happens to me, I can still be thankful to Jesus Christ. The last point I want to make here in the conclusion is, if you look at the first Psalm, Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, we find where the psalmist's delight that he's talking about there, the delight that he has is God's word. That is his delight. And the reason for that delight is because anyone who receives God's word and takes a hold of it will be like a tree planted by a stream. The roots will go deeper by a stream that will feed it the moisture that it needs, the water that it can take care of. Now, there's some trees, the roots are on the surface. You know what kind of trees those are? Evergreens. Their roots are kind of on the surface. That's why sometimes they get so tall, you get a big wind, a lot of rain, they'll topple over. And around here, sometimes we see trees topple over with a storm. You go like, well, I never expected that tree to go down. It looked fine to me. But you look closer, you find there's some rot that was going on inside of it or in the root system, and it toppled over. The tree looked good. Just like we can look good coming to church. But there's some rot going on in us that can topple us. We can fall and we can fail. Keep your eyes on Jesus. If you haven't received him, today's a good day to receive him. Trust in him. You have to admit your roots are shallow. Say, well, Lord, I want to go deeper with my roots. He can transplant you to a place where the soil is better. Or make that soil you're in the kind of soil you need. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give to us a simple parable, and yet you're speaking to the people on the shoreline, on the bank, back in the time Jesus gives this parable. And there was all kinds of different hearts on that bank, Sea of Galilee, just like there's a lot of different kinds of hearts that are here this morning, or those that are listening in or watching this by video or Zoom. Lord, you know our hearts. That's always been something you've been always interested in. Every person is, do I have your heart? Do you love me? With all your strength, soul, and mind. And there's times, Lord, where I say, I don't do it. I don't always have it that way in my own life. But I'm glad that Jesus takes me just as I am. Gives to me what I cannot do myself. It's by his grace that he restores to me and he gives to me what's needed. We're saved by faith, not by works. It's not about what I do. It's about who I am in Christ. Being a believer is more important to you than doing. Being a Christian is what this world needs to see. And so, Lord, use us. Thank you for each one that this sermon goes out and people who can hear it but use it in our lives in a way that people see Jesus Christ and their need for him in his or her life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together. Notice it says, I believe. It does not say, we believe, because it needs to be personal. Is this truly what you believe today in your heart and life? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace today and every day.
Go in peace, Spirit.